It's time to light up your holiday with new discoveries, musical artists, arrangements, lyrics, or compositions from today and yesterday that you may never have heard before. An hour of holiday music as a gift to the adventurer in you. Welcome to An Unfamiliar Christmas. I'm your producer and host, Charlie Warren. The first singer that you'll hear you may recognize, but the song, well, you decide. As you listen to the lyrics, we learn that he apparently wrote this in Australia as a message of welcoming to us and a message of holiday peace and goodwill.
Christmas like a lullaby steals across the land. A breeze upon the water, rainfall upon the sand. We celebrate a baby born from spirit into man. And Christmas like a lullaby steals across the land. It's morning in Australia, in fact, it's Christmas Day. And Colorado never seemed so very far away. Back where night has fallen, then it's still Christmas Eve. And snow is on the mountains where I always hate to leave. Here I am down under with a brand new family, and Christmas bells are ringing in this presence beneath the tree. I know that it's been said before, and now I know it's true, that home is where the heart is, and Christmas lives there too. And on this morning, peace on earth is still our fervent prayer. And I can hear it being whispered softly everywhere. And guns are called to silence, and anger called to still, and brotherhood and sisterhood surrounded by goodwill. Christmas like a lullaby steals across the land. A breeze upon the water, rainfall upon the sand. We celebrate a baby born from spirit into man. And Christmas like a lullaby steals across the land.
With his usual caring wish for togetherness, that's the humanitarian, environmentalist, and talented performer John Denver. Christmas Like a Lullaby, recorded in 1990. The peace that John mentioned is the one thing that our next performers were far from until their escape from Nazi-occupied Austria in 1938. You may know their story. It inspired rather fictionalized versions, first a Broadway musical in 1959, then an Oscar-winning Best Picture in 1965. That's right, The Sound of Music. The Trapps eventually all became American citizens and built a home in Stowe, Vermont, a replica of their mountain chalet in Austria. They also became well-known performers as they turned their family hobby into a profession. Now, what you're about to hear is from a real 33 and a third album recorded by seven members of the family in the 1950s, so you may witness a few things that you've never heard on a CD or an MP3 download. Now, here's the Trapp family singing a carol written in the early 1800s. According to the album notes, this is the one song that every German-speaking child knows and sings at Christmas. O come, little children. Here's the translation of the first verse. O come, little children, O come, one and all. O come to the cradle in Bethlehem's stall, and see what the Father from high heaven above has sent us tonight as proof of his love. Here's another short example of the Trapp family's work, an alpine yodel. That's a song without words. In 2014, the last surviving member of the Trapp family, Maria von Trapp, died at the age of 99. Maria was the second eldest daughter and one of the seven original Trapp family singers. She had also been portrayed as Louisa in The Sound of Music. You're listening to an unfamiliar Christmas, holiday songs that you may never have heard before. Now, most of us know of the Nutcracker Ballet, but did you know that Trepak, one of Tchaikovsky's creations for the famous ballet, is, and this could be mildly controversial at this time, depending on your point of view, a Ukrainian folk dance known as Russian dance? Here is Trepak, played by the well-known pianist Peter Nero, in an unfamiliar way. Thank you. The quick-fingered Peter Nero with Trepak from The Nutcracker. Well, it wasn't our plan to tour the world, but again, on our program, titled An Unfamiliar Christmas, we've gone from Australia to Austria to the Ukraine, and now to England, where the London Cello Sound, a compilation of cello sections from four of London's great orchestras, are reminding us of an American classic, one that was recorded by numerous artists over the years. The story of how a father peeked in to say good night, and there I heard my child in prayer, and for me, scarlet ribbons in my hair. The stores were closed all through town, so he couldn't find any ribbons, but just before dawn, he peeked into her room again, and there they were. Scarlet ribbons. The London Cello Sound. The father's final words are, "If I live to be 100, I will never know from where came those lovely scarlet ribbons for her hair." Now to Dublin. Here is the Irish group Night Noise, painting a sound picture of winter whiter than snow. Thank you. That's Ireland's Night Noise with Whiter Than Snow. Later in the program, we'll take you across the Irish Sea to hear the Royal Scottish Dragoon Guards. But first, to California, where the dean of Sierra College, Joe Hamill, is wondering what would happen if Santa joined up with a famous rabbit.
Christmas time and Santa Claus always go together. But what would happen if an Easter bunny came out in snowy weather? There's an Easter bunny at Christmas. A little early, he's told. But it's not so funny to an Easter bunny who doesn't like the cold. 'Cause this bunny likes the warm weather and hip, hip hopping outside. And it's not the habit of an Easter rabbit to have no eggs to hide. So he bought some mittens in a great big rush, hat and boots, and painted a brush. Then he rolled up snow with his four little legs and painted the world's first snowball eggs. Well, when Santa heard of that bunny, he said, "Hey, hop onto my sleigh. All the kids will be begging to go snowball egging for fun on Christmas Day." So he bought some mittens in a great big rush, hat and boots, and painted a brush. Then he rolled up snow with his four little legs and painted the world's first snowball eggs. Well, when Santa, he heard of that bunny, he said, "Hey, hop onto my sleigh. All the kids will be begging to go snowball egging for fun on Christmas Day."
Snowball egging with Joe Hamill and an Easter bunny at Christmas. After hearing Joe sing, did you think, you know, he lives in California now, but I think he's originally from somewhere else? Yeah, you're right. He was born and raised in Brooklyn. He's got to be a Dodger baseball fan. Now, we have an ancient French melody about a flock of birds that apparently fly to the manger with gifts. Enjoy Chip Davis and Mannheim Steamroller here on An Unfamiliar Christmas. I'm Charlie Warren.
Thank you.
One of the many selections from the album celebrating Mannheim Steamrollers' 2004 20th anniversary of their first Christmas concert. That's Carol of the Birds. Now we have the unusual teaming of two very different, yet phenomenal voices, Sarah Vaughan and opera star Samuel Raimi, with a Christmas song written by Paul Williams.
Kindness, caring, that's where it starts. Give peace a chance. Wise men sing, and when you believe, you bless this day.
Bless this day with songs and prayers.
With love in our hearts, the joy will
last. Bless this day, and after it's good, with love in our hearts, the joy is found. This is the way to bless this day.
Known for writing the Carpenters hit, We've Only Just Begun, and many others, that's Paul Williams' creation, Bless This Day, sung by Sarah Vaughan and Samuel Raimi. Now a much younger voice, along with the United Kingdom Symphony Orchestra and Choir.
Once in royal David's city stood a lonely cattle shed where a mother
once in Royal David's City, and while shepherds watched their flocks with the United Kingdom Symphony Orchestra and Choir. Back home now with our own United States Navy Band. Here is musician First Class Yolanda Peltzer singing Who Would Imagine a King? We heard the U.S. Navy Band in Washington, D.C., followed by the London cello sound. In Washington, as in many parts of the country, winter can be tough, as it may have been when Christina Rossetti wrote In the Bleak Midwinter, which we just heard played by the London cello sound. The poem refers to the stable where Jesus is visited by angels in the bleak midwinter long ago, and ends with this question. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can, I give him. Give my heart. Now you'll feel the flakes falling on you, albeit gently, as Michael W. Smith takes you through the first snowfall. The flakes continue to fall as we go back to the 1940s now with Joe Stafford and Paul Weston and his orchestra. They take the snow to romantic heights. Where?
It happened in Sun Valley not so very long ago.
Howdy, folks, let's go for a ride. Get your favorite one to sit by your side. Cuddle up in the sleigh, giddy up, Nellie Gray, and away we go.
While you listen to the sleigh bells ring, yodeling to your baby, you'll feel nice and warm no matter how cold it may be.
Take a look at little Jack and Jill. They ski down a hill, that's a snowplow turn. And look, there's a spill on the hill. When you're down, it's a thrill to go up again. Everybody ought to learn to ski, for that's how we first met.
That Jack and Jill that came down a hill. When I looked at you, my heart took a spill on a hill. It's a thrill that I can't forget.
It happened in Sun Valley not so very long ago.
There were sunbeams in the snow
and a twinkle.
Then it happened in Sun Valley when you slipped and fell, and so did I.
I remember oh so clearly.
Joe Stafford and Paul Weston's orchestra here on An Unfamiliar Christmas, where we're making some new discoveries by listening to rarely heard artists and holiday songs from today and yesterday. Now here's one that I'm sure you've heard before, but not done quite like this. Famous Royal Scots Dragoon Guards with the Little Drummer Boy. The Royal Scots Guards are Scotland's senior regiment and only regular cavalry regiment. Following a popular recording of Amazing Grace by Judy Collins in 1970, the Royal Scots Guards achieved fame in 1972 with their instrumental version of the same song. What you've just heard is from the flip side of the actual 45 RPM single released by the pipes and drums and military of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards in 1972. Since we're near the manger with a little drummer boy, let's see what else the children of Bethlehem are doing.
The children of Bethlehem, one cold winter's night, were awakened by singing and a heavenly light. With whispers and murmurs on pattering feet, the children of Bethlehem came into the street. The people were sleeping, all safely in bed. The children heard singing in the sky overhead. They heard, "Peace will be with you, whoever you are. Oh, come to the stable, come follow the star." The roosters were crowing at the dawning of day. baby lay sleeping in the manger he lay. The children of Bethlehem came into my tomb. They came to the manger that the star brought them to. They came to the manger where the sweet baby lay. The children of Bethlehem showed us the way. They came to the manger where the sweet baby lay. The children of Bethlehem once showed us the way.
Written by Tom Paxton, that's John Denver and the Children of Bethlehem. As we join acoustic soloist Timothy Seaman and the Artisan Trio performing Christmas Day in the Morning, a reminder that you're listening to an unfamiliar Christmas, an hour of rarely heard holiday music as a gift to the adventurer in you. I'm Charlie Warren. Timothy Seaman and the Artisan Trio playing the Scottish Christmas Day in the Morning. It was 100 years ago that there was need for celebration. World War I had already claimed close to 1 million lives, and it had become apparent that the war would continue for some time. But in one incredible moment, an estimated 100,000 mostly British and German soldiers on opposing sides of the Western Front made peace, the amazing Christmas Truce of December 24, 1914. Now, this dramatic story, as told in our next musical selection, is partially fictional. The song was written by country music star Garth Brooks and Joe Henry, and originally recorded by Brooks. The actual Battle of Belleau Wood, resulting in gallant actions of U.S. Marines, was not in 1917, as suggested in the introduction you'll hear in a moment, but the noted battle actually took place in June of 1918, and the Christmas truce was in December of 1914. So, like many movies or books that we've seen or read, the story in this song is based on the actual events. But the recording that we're about to hear presents such a compelling picture and encouragement for human understanding that here during the Christmas season I thought that we all should hear, Bella Wood. Here is the United States Navy Band, the men of the United States Navy Sea Chanters Chorus, and chief musician Wayne Taylor.
Picture, if you will, the year's 1917. It's bitterly cold on the battlefield. You're one of many American soldiers lying in a trench, holding down the front line at Bella Wood. Oh, the snowflakes fell in silence over Bella Wood that night. For a Christmas truce had been declared by both sides of the fight. As we lay there in our trenches, the silence broke in two by a German soldier singing a song that we all knew. Though I did not know the language, the song was Silent Night. Then I heard my buddy whisper, all is calm and all is bright. Then the fear and doubt surrounded me, 'cause I'd die if I was wrong. But I stood up in my trench and I began to sing along. Then across the frozen battlefield another's voice joined in, until one by one each man became a singer of the hymn. Then I thought that I was dreaming, but right there in my sight stood the German soldier beneath the falling flakes of white. Then he raised his hand and smiled at me, as if he seemed to say, here's hoping we both live to see us find a better way. Then the devil's clock struck midnight and the skies lit up again, and the battle blown away again. And for just one fleeting moment, the answer seemed so clear. Heaven's not beyond the clouds, it's just beyond the fear. No, heaven's not beyond the clouds, it's for us to find right here.
Thank you.
the beautiful French carol, Whence Is That Goodly Fragrance Flowing, sung by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. That was preceded by the United States Navy Band and senior chief musician Wayne Taylor singing Bella Wood. That concludes our hour of holiday music discoveries from today and yesterday, a gift to the adventurer in you. In addition to the songwriters, performers, and musicians we've already acknowledged, my thanks to these sources of information, the U.S. National Archives, the Washington Post, New York Times, U.S. Department of Defense, and the American Battle Monuments Commission. And thank you for listening to An Unfamiliar Christmas. I'm your producer and host, Charlie Warren.